probably in about year 10 and 11. At high school, I was at a large high school. We had about 2,000 students, and we were in homerooms, were alphabetical, and sitting next to me was Wilfred Brown. He was the coolest kid. All the girls liked him. And he was such a neat dresser. And I thought, if I could just become his friend, and I dressed like him, maybe I'll have girlfriends too. So I was imitating Wilfred. But that's not actually what the Bible calls us to do. And interesting, I was a bit older than Wilfred, so I got my license first. So we went to the movies, the drive-in, of course. And he and his girlfriend were in the back, and my girlfriend and I were in the front. What he said happened at the when we went to the locker room on Monday was not what happened in the back of my car. He was a charlatan. Maybe we're all charlatans a bit. A bit putting a better face on than what we really are. Not the best person to ever. Well, he was, in fairness, he was a believer also and struggling, as we all do, to live out his Christian life. Paul tells us that you've been baptized into Christ. And when you're baptized into Christ, you begin your faith journey. And so he says, since you are God's dear children, you must keep on becoming imitators of God. Not Wilfred, imitators of God. Not others on the TV or other people around you, but Jesus. Keep on becoming imitators of God. You may be the only Christian in your family. You may be the only Christian in your street. You may be the only Christian in various organizations that you go to. The way of my first reaction to that is to be sad. I like to be in the crowd. Wouldn't it be great if everyone was a Christian where I am? But the other way to see that is you're working behind enemy lines. What a blessing that you were the only Christian there. Growing up, my Grandma Mary was the only Christian I knew. She was working behind enemy lines, and she did a great job. She said she prayed me into being a pastor. She was working behind enemy lines. So how do we live behind enemy lines? We are not surrounded by Christians all the time. We do it the same way Jesus did. So Paul tells us, walk in the way of love, just as Christ Jesus loved us and gave himself up as a sacrifice for us. But it's hard. It's a sinful world. Things aren't always done perfectly. People will hurt you, even people you love. In fairness, you will hurt them too. We hurt our family and friends, and they hurt us. And life isn't always smooth. So, you know, when you have an elective surgery, you have certain expectations of what's going to happen. And when it doesn't happen that way, you can fall in a heap. So I was expecting, say, 8 days after my operation, my eyes would be awesome. And instead, it's been 6 weeks that I haven't driven the car and I haven't preached. And when she says my eyes are the same as before, I go like, yeah, I'm not quite sure about that. I didn't used to have to read the screen instead of the paper. And so, you know, then we come into temptation. I can feel angry at the doctor, angry at myself. Maybe I didn't do what I should have done, or maybe it's my genes, or angry at God. How do I live a Christ-like life in a broken world? God faces the same problem, doesn't he? It's the broken world. Adam and Eve, the broken world, you and I. Jesus came to save people in this broken world, and what did we do? We killed him. It's a broken world. Did he go off in a huff? Wanting to reject all of us? No. He worked behind enemy lines. Loving and forgiving behind the enemy lines. Your life should be controlled by love. But I'm still a sinner. I have the best intentions, and yet I struggle. I join Paul. You and I join Paul in this. He says, the good that I want to do, that's what I don't do, and the evil that I don't want to do, that's exactly what I do. That's that struggle, right? To imitate Jesus behind enemy lines in the world that we live One of the things he points out is the danger of anger, of rage. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger. Or again, he says, in your anger, don't sin. Don't give the devil a foothold. So when things go wrong, we want to start casting blame on somebody. We want that person, sometimes we want the other person to suffer in some way. Sometimes we set ourselves up as the judge of others. And so Paul warns us, don't give the devil a foothold. Don't give him a beachhead. Don't give him a foothold. Recently, Ukraine has invaded Russia. That's really cool. Anyway, and they have now a foothold in enemy territory. But Paul's saying, when we follow Satan, when we hold on to anger, we end up opening ourselves to Satan, and we end up doing things and saying things that we wouldn't have normally said just because we're angry. And so that's the danger there. That's why he says, don't give the enemy the foothold here. And if your cup is full of anger, there's hardly any room for God to give you anything. So he tells us, walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved you and gave himself up as a sacrifice for you. And so because Christ died for you, you can forgive others. Because Christ forgives you, you can forgive others. And he has promised you life forever. Let God, and so I can't actually change myself. I can wish, but I can't change myself. We actually need to let God change us. He's the one who needs to do it. How? Well, if I wallow in anger, God can't do it. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Do not nurse your anger. When we find ourselves in those situations where we do feel bitter and angry and resentful, repent. Just tell God what your problem is. I'm struggling with this. And let God help you to forgive and let go. How do we imitate God? I can't do it by myself. When I wanted to be like a Willard Brown, I hung around with him. I dressed like him. In fact, there were photographs where my mother's going, is that you or is that Willard? We couldn't tell which was which. And I became like him by being with him. That's how we become like Jesus, is by being with him. So, when we pray, at the time that we're with Jesus, when we read devotions, the Bible, it's a time we're with him. When we come to worship like this, that's a time that we are strengthened. We're with him. We're not behind enemy lines here. We're gathered as troops together. And of course, in your baptism, God came to you and called you his own. And in the Lord's Supper, he strengthens our faith. So Paul says, keep on becoming. Keep on imitating not Willard, but Jesus. Because you were baptized into Christ. Your faith journey began at your baptism. Don't imitate Willard, imitate Jesus. Since you aren't God, since you are God's dear children, you must keep being imitators of God. I'll try that one again. Since you are God's dear children, you must keep on becoming imitators of God, living behind enemy lines. This is a great honor that we live behind enemy lines. If everyone was Christians around us, what would we be doing? They aren't. Growing up, my grandmother Mary was working behind enemy lines, the one who prayed me into being a pastor. Powerful job. You can be that powerful person in your grandchildren's lives, in your children's lives, in your neighborhood, in the various organizations you go to. Now, my grandmother didn't go around telling people what to do. She wasn't nasty. She wasn't pushy. She was just unlike anyone else. My parents were aggro, as you are as an early parent when you're trying to settle in your job, you're trying to get a house, you're trying to raise these crazy kids that you've never had kids before, and you've got your training wheels or your L plates on. And yet my grandmother was the most peaceful person, the most loving person I knew. She worked behind enemy lines. That's our call. That's your call to work behind enemy lines. You are God's children. He loved you and gave his life for you and called you to go on a faith journey with him. You can't do it by yourself. I can't do it by myself. We need to ask God's Holy Spirit to keep shaping and molding us, to change us to be imitators of Christ. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus.